Emlyn's Moon by Jenny Nimmo, read by Sean Phillips. Chapter 1. The Boy from the Chapel.
Don't go into Llewellyn's chapel, they told Nia. No good will come of it. Something happened there.
But Nia disobeyed. If she hadn't, nothing would have changed. She'd still be plain Nia, dull Nia, Nia who couldn't do anything. It all began on the day they left Tŷ Llŷr. The children, tucked between boxes in the back of the Land Rover, were waiting for their mother to lock up. Nia was propped on a rolled mattress at the open end of the car. She was gazing at a red geranium in the kitchen window, the only bright thing left. And then the flower was lifted out of the dark window by unseen hands. It reappeared in the doorway, perched upon a pile of towels in her mother's arms. I nearly forgot it, Mrs. Lloyd beamed over the geranium. Nia wished she had forgotten the flower, just for a day or two. At least there would have been something left alive in Tŷ Llŷr. If a house could look forlorn, then that's how Tŷ Llŷr seemed to her. Curtains gone from the windows, the farmyard bare and tidy, and a stillness so unnatural it almost hurt. A stray feather drifted in the sunlight, the only reminder that chickens had once inhabited the yard. It was May, but the ewes and their lambs had gone, and the only sound came from the bees in the giant sycamore tree. Even the children in the Land Rover were silent. Leaving their home had ceased to be an exciting idea. Suddenly, it had become a rather shocking reality. Mrs. Lloyd climbed up to sit beside her husband.